today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I watch movies made in the 1990s. I read books made in written in 2004.
About the 1700s.
I just tried to catch up. Yes, about the 1700s. Come on, Mike, get with it. Get with the times. Mo, let's get your stock tip of the day, shall we?
Tilray, ticker T-L-R-Y. Smoking hot.
Thank you very much, Mo. Smoking hot.
Now, it's not the misread technique where you stick a carrot up you know where so you can talk.
Yes, yeah, I'm immediately channeling Gene Hackman from Crimson Tide. Yeah, simply a matter of voltage. That's okay, dog lovers, I'm making a joke.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide Open Wednesday on The Mike O'Mara Show. Let us go right to Portland, Oregon, and say hi to Brian, who has waited patiently through two separate goes with Wide Open Wednesday. We had a little glitch to fix. And Brian, you are on The Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning, and how are you, sir?
Good morning. Thank you. I have a knock-knock joke for you to teach little Michael.
I'd love to hear it. Lay it on me, sir.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
I eat matu.
That's disgusting.
That you can't teach little Michael that. I eat ma too. Ma?
No, I thought it was I eat.
Oh, ma?
No, I eat my poo.
That's very funny. Thank you.
Stop eating,
Brian,
your ma.
I appreciate it.
Or your poo.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Rick in Concord, California. He sings sometimes. I remember that. Hi, Rick. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Sometimes I sing, and sometimes I have a word of the day. Today is a word of the day day. The word of the day is OG, because you guys put the OG in technology.
All right, day You're for right. it, man.
And
right
you know what,
day.
Mike? He does have a production You're element.
Right. Word of the right. day with nickname Rick.
That's great. All right, let's go to Chris in Chantilly, Virginia. Chris.
Hey, Mike. How
you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi. How you doing, Chris? I'm
very well, thank you.
They caught me on the wrong day today. They really did. They caught me on the wrong day.
There's never really a right day for any of this.
You have no idea. Today is a real rough one to do.
Chris,
you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, speak up, sir.
Yeah, Chris.
Hey, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll speak up as loud as I can.
Thank you.
If you didn't keep interrupting Mike, then we'd be fine, Oscar.
Oh, now I'm the interrupter?
Yeah, well, you're okay. But I apologize, fellas, for giving you the stick. I've been a long-time listener, and my mom has cancer, and she's about to, take the old big casino, as Rob would say.
Hey, that's terrible, man. I'm sorry if that's the truth. It's weird.
No, it
that's
is. Weird. It is. And every day I listen to an hour of you guys, and you make everything better for me.
Aww.
So
wow, thank you.
I would just like to say that you guys are tremendous. Keep it going, and thank you very much.
I'm so sorry to hear that, and we're very, very sorry to hear about that situation. Nobody should go through that, and best to you, and peace to your mom. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. That's tough, and it's tough to segue out of the best Wednesday I've had in quite some time. Let's go to Mo's stock tip of the day, shall we? Let's do that right now. Sometimes there's literally not.
Nothing you can
when
do.
When I have a support staff like this, and I go into this right now on the second go, there are certain times that it is actually challenging me as a broadcaster like I haven't been challenged in a while. And we're 3 days back from everyone still on vacation. And so that's it. I think maybe by Tuesday of next week we'll get
Mike,
to it. Yes.
If the late great Dick Clark can come out of a dead dog letter from an upbeat
it's Casey
song,
Kasem.
That was Casey Kasem,
whatever the white guy that was on the radio.
Right.
If he can do that, can do this.
I certainly
you can do
can.
This. Let's,
Mo, let's get your stock tip of the day, shall we?
Tilray, ticker TLRY. Smoking hot.
Thank you very much, Mo. Smoking hot. If you were listening to Smoking Hot.
He's never offered a qualifier like
this
that before.
This is great. That's he must be
Thank
leveraged.
You,
yeah, big deal Thank for you. Him.
That's it.
That's open line Wednesday.
Yeah, that's it. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. That's how we do it when we're turning it. We're putting it in Pony's computer. That's the magic of Matthew Bloom. Because when you f*** up on a regular basis, instead of getting fired, which you should be, you're given greater responsibilities. That's the way to do
this
it.
This is not
that's
on him.
The way.
This is. It's easy to blame him, Mike. I have to defend him. This is not on him.
All right, who's
this
it on?
This is not on him.
Who's
this
it
is on?
On
me for
it's
trusting these fools to do something.
I know, I know.
It's
and
also on me.
And
I
from
wrote
now,
a bad
from
push
now on, I will be here at 8:50, not 8:59.
8:50.
Wow.
Way to sacrifice.
I'm just saying, those 9 minutes are precious.
8:50.
Can't put a value on it.
8:50.
8:50.
This won't happen again.
I don't
probably
know what
will,
to do.
But
I literally don't know what to do today.
Like we forge ahead.
Yeah, I know. Forward.
We have so much to do on the show today. So much to get to.
Well, I know that. I know. It's just sometimes it's just too much. Sometimes,
Mike.
It's really, what happened? We had been cruising. We really had. We'd gone through 9 years, mm-hmm. and we'd really had been on quite the road.
I would say the week
and
before
about
vacation,
3 to 4 months ago, something happened. Something happened.
Well, Pony didn't go to Japan, so that was a big shakeup in our world.
Oh, and I was destroyed
because
the listeners
you're
for
the
that
bully.
Because I'm such a big bully
monster.
Yes, that's the monster.
What about
man.
celebrating the fact that we're still a family?
Yeah.
Yeah, animals. Yes. What about instead of telling us how to run our business and what we're doing and what we're doing wrong, what about helping?
We're still here every day. Every day for you guys.
Well, let's go to New Carrollton, Maryland, and say hi to Mark from New Carrollton. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I need your opinion. I have banked some past Mike O'Mara shows, starting with the best ofs last week. Can you give me what order should I listen to the best of shows while I'm sitting in the hospital?
Listen to the one, and it's great after the cancer call to get somebody in the hospital because we're rolling today. Mm-hmm. We are rolling today. What I would suggest is download the show. If you got it before it was fixed, download the show where Adrian mixed the opening. because that's another attention to detail. I'm going away. My priorities are elsewhere. I don't care or listen to the show anymore. So let's get that one because that would be an example of how
that's
complacent
what not to do.
Everybody is on our staff. That would be. And it's becoming indelibly clear to me that I have to fix that. Not Oscar, not Rob, Mike. Mike needs to fix that. Mike will be fixing that. So that's the one I would get. The one where Adrian Garcia, an addled guy that comes in high to work, was given the responsibility of mixing the show. And that's the one I would choose. And then Mike gets the emails. Oh, you're so Mike seems tense lately. Mike seems tense lately. Yeah. So that's the one I would get, sir. I would go with that one. That's my
and
recommendation.
Should he listen to it over
it's
and
a
over
real,
again?
Shut up, Rob. It's a really wonderful, wonderful example of great broadcasting in its purest form.
Did you get all
it wasn't
that?
My intention to poke the bear, but I seem to have.
You're not poking the bear, Mark. You're a loyal listener who wants to stockpile shows, and I think that's wonderful. And I hope in your current situation in hospital, you are able to recover fully. I'm going to take a chance now because there's not another call waiting on Wide Open Wednesday as they continue to erode, in my humble opinion. Let me ask you this, sir. What is your malady? Why are you in the hospital?
I will go in Friday morning to.
Oh, you're not in
my
yet.
My heart. Nope. I have. Will have my heart rewired. And,
oh, you're getting a bypass?
No, they're threading a tube up my blood vessels into the heart and killing off cells that are firing too early.
Is that a state-of-the-art new procedure that we're doing?
I don't know how new it is. Several years, I would think. Maybe a decade. It's called ultrasound ventricular ablation.
And they're optimistic that they can fix you?
Yeah.
Good.
That's what they say. Normally, hearts, they tell me, have one every 300 or 400 have a premature ventricular contraction. I have one out of five heartbeats with those. And so it ends up that my left ventricle.
All right, I think we get it. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, okay, I think we're fine.
Sir, I have an important...
Good luck with the procedure. Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead, Oscar, if you want to ask. No, I didn't hang up on him yet.
Sir, have you written your will yet? Mike, can you act like a man? Get yourself together.
Christ. No, you're doing Mr. Broadcaster, Mr. Broadcasting 101, which I got a few years on you, pal. We're not doing a follow-up on the medical procedure.
I'm mowing ahead. I wanted to ask if the guy wrote us in his will.
Ben from Anchorage, Alaska. Ben, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
So, trust me, I'm not complaining, but I'm just kind of curious about the live shows. Why are they always in November?
Why do you think they're in November?
I'm guessing because it's a time of year that nothing else is going on.
No, it's just I like to keep them special. And I found that particular time of year is always a great time right after Halloween and before the Thanksgiving holiday is a dead time for people where they're looking for a little fun. And the response... And it continues to be, has been so overwhelming to the live shows being that time of year. People have gotten used to it and it's a great time and it's kind of our time. It's like having a convention for a certain industry.
Right.
The same time every year. They do it with the Consumer Electronics Show. They do it with different shows. We're not stand-up comedians and we do not make our hay by doing live shows. So what we consider that is not just a live show, but a conclave for our listeners, for people to get together, and it really works well for them. And I think the fact that we sold out our last show in Las Vegas in record time, even record time for us, faster than we've sold out any show. You got to remember also, Ben, that we actually did our very first destination city, where we did a show in a city where we haven't been on the radio. We did that for the first time last year, and that was our first experiment. So November, we don't want to really mess with it. We want to keep it at that time because it seems really good for our listening audience. So that's the long answer to your question. Is that okay. why is that a chuckle, Ben? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Well, twofold.
Yeah. Thanks. Let's go to Preston. Preston from.
Well,
I can't believe you survived that long.
I'm in Alaska and I'm waiting in a trailer right now.
What he wanted, Mike, he wanted a June show in Anchorage. That would suit him.
Right.
That's exactly what he wanted.
Preston from Red Lion. No, I gave him a great answer, and my response was, sorry, man. I'm trying. I am. There are people that love this. There's a segment of the audience that's loving this right now. All right. Loving. Let's go. Preston from Red Lion, Pennsylvania. This is the kind of show I go back and I listen to and I'm hitting myself in the head with a 2x4. I'm going, why do you have to let it all get to you so much? Why do you? It starts at home. Starts with the beauties that I'm working with. Let's go to Preston and Red Lion. Hello. You're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back from vacation.
Great to be back.
I had a good vacation myself. I did jet skiing for the first time. I went to the beach almost every day. I got some beer on the beach, and it was great.
That's wonderful. It's great to be back, Preston. I hope the rest of your year goes well for you, and thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Lou from Oklahoma. Lou, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, guys. I haven't listened live in a long time, and I'm assuming it's always like this, and I just hear the edited version later.
That is funny. There's no way you're going to be able to edit this, I'm afraid. That's just the way it's going to go, Lou. But we don't get many calls from the great state of Oklahoma. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Just said a prayer of thanks that I'm not in studio today. I have a question.
Everybody's so sensitive that's calling today to me.
That's wonderful. I love it. Go ahead.
I just had a question. I wonder if there's any truth to the rumor that Rob actually did not go on the cruise because his colitis meds are illegal in the Bahamas.
You do a little stick there.
He had three great jokes.
That's funny. Let's go to Heather from Reston, Virginia. Heather, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When I initially called, Adrian asked me if my name was Heather Reston and then said, where are you calling from? And I said, no, Adrian, Heather Reston.
Yeah.
So he's
that's our guy. That's our point man for Wide Open Wednesday. That is the man we have. That is the of all the interns we've had, that's the guy that we put in great positions of responsibility because we run a tight ship. Yes, Heather, what can we do for you, darling?
So I used to teach my jazzercise classes at a reasonable hour of the morning, around 8:15 to 9:30. And starting in September, I'm going to be teaching 5:30 a.m. classes. So I'm looking for some tips on how to wake up like that you guys used for morning drive time.
You know, the only thing I can tell you, and this is the honest answer, when I was doing 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, actually always 3:30 when I was doing morning shows,
right.
I can't even tell you what it really entails other than habit. And I was not a napper in the afternoon. I couldn't nap. So it sucks, but you're going to have to be.
You're going to have to double click your mouse, miss.
You're going to have to leave the party at an early hour the night before you do that because there's really no other solution other than getting the required amount of Z time.
Yes. Are you teaching it every day or is it just a couple times a week?
2 days a week.
That's even worse because you can't even get in the habit.
Yeah. How long is the class? Can you how long is the total class time that you take?
An hour.
Oh, an hour. Oh, God, you can do it. Yeah, just then you know, party right up until go time. Stay out all night and then teach the class.
Go to bed after class. Go to bed. Yeah.
Go to bed afterwards. That's it. And what is
really helpful? Thank you.
What is the name of the class, Heather?
Jazzercise.
Jazzercise. Are you extremely fit?
I am extremely fit.
Mm.
Okay, oh, that was man. Just that. That actually might have taken me out of my little Wednesday malaise. Now that's so wonderful.
Are they built for speed or pleasure?
Oh, stop that! Oh, okay. Come on, I was just trying to be obvious.
No, it's actually funny that he said that because he said the same joke when I called last year to celebrate breast augmentation.
Oh, you got breast augmentation? Yes.
Oh,
I am built for it all, boys.
Yes! Oh, told you! My God. Wow, that's awesome.
You know, I think I could fit a 5:30 into my schedule.
<That's true. laughs> Rob, it's on the way to work. Boy.
That just made me throw up in my mouth featuring Rob Spiewak in a jazzercise class. Thank you, Heather.
Any cardio.
Way to go. Congratulations.
I can make terrific. Any outfit look right. like yoga pants, Mike.
Are those jeans or yoga pants?
Both.
Cargo yoga pants.
So many pockets on his yoga pants.
Cargo yoga pants. Okay, well, we'll retool and we'll take a little break and we'll kind of evaluate where we were and what happened mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And I'll go back and listen to the show later on and just go, Mike, why do you let it all get to you? And then I'll answer. I've got the devil on the shoulder and the angel on the shoulder. You know, and the angel on the shoulder is going, it's not that bad. You got a lot of people that really love what you do. It's with you. The devil's going, fire them all. Fire them all. Thank you. Let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today. Marriage, that blessed arrangement, that dream within a dream. Then love, true love, will follow you forever. So treasure your love.
Skip to the end.
Have you the wing?
Give us the gay key.
I have no gay key.
Sick. 30 arms off.
Oh, you mean this gate key?
Under you, Princess Bahua.
Man and wife. Say man and wife.
Man and wife.
Escort the bride to the honeymoon suite. I'll be there shortly.
Inconceivable!
You keep using the whore. I don't think it means what you think it means.
You just wiggle your finger. That's wonderful.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS, to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal followings of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you get it, too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, Wide Open Wednesday, which we're doing today. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation, so please let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Alex Papp, our NorCal realtor. We love the guy. Attention, Northern California. Analysts predict interest rates are going up. Stop renting. Call our favorite realtor, Alexander Papp, today. 916-276-2129 and start searching for your dream home. Alexander will help you through the entire real estate process, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp, rated 5 out of 5 stars. He's not your typical pushy sales agent. He's there for you and your family and ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free. Plus, he loves TMOS just like you. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129, and start searching for your next home today. Alexander Papp is licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on NorCal, from Marysville to Grass Valley, from Granite Bay to Folsom, and everywhere in between. Stop. Don't need to do that for this one. Right? Okay. You noodle that through, you really don't, do you?
No, I guess not.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of habit. Kind of by rote. Mm-hmm. Call Alex, the NorCal realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE 0198-6031. Prado Real Estate. And remember, anyone who buys a home through Alex will receive a complimentary Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Mm. And we thank you. Welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa. I will tell you that I am now, I have completed one of the most academic books that I've read in a long time. You might say, well, that's not, David McCullough is not academic. Well, for me, it is. I don't read stuff. I normally read crap. Mm-hmm. I read fluff. But I am here to say I finished a book that he wrote all the way back in 2004, and it's called 1776. And I now consider myself a Revolutionary War expert. Any questions you have about, I'll tell you why this book was a bit of a disappointment.
All right.
Because I thought that when I picked it up, I thought 1776 was going to tell me every little thing I needed to know about the Revolutionary War. I thought it was going to, but no, what it really is kind of the story of the beginning of the Revolutionary War and the year 1776. I don't find out until the last 2 or 3 pages that this war goes on till the 1780s, mm-hmm. and that's when the Treaty of Paris was signed. But so I didn't get the satisfaction that I wanted, but I did find out one thing.
What's that?
And I'd like to share this with all right-thinking Americans today. If you want to know one little detail, I know we've built monuments to him, that phallic one we have in Washington, yes. D.C., and my goodness, it's Washington, D.C.
He named a city after the guy.
Very few bad things to say about old George Washington. Pretty spectacular back in the day, pretty spectacular his memory, and George Washington was kind of the man. He had his faults, he made his mistakes, he was indecisive at times, but by and large, when it was really necessary, he was a calming presence, he was an honorable man, he was a courageous man, and he was a man that was not petty. Which is probably somebody we would need today. But that's George Washington.
How does Columbus fit into all of this?
It's Columbus is not even
sailed the ocean blue.
No, 300 years before, though.
That's yeah. About this is 1776, you see. It's
sometimes when you see
1592, you're talking.
1492.
That's Columbus right. Was it 1492?
It was 1492 when he sailed the
ocean
blue.
And then the French Revolution was 1789, right?
That sounds about right.
That sounds, maybe I could be right.
What about Little Bighorn?
Little Bighorn was in the 1800s.
Oh, man.
What about Pearl Harbor?
Pearl Harbor was 1940s.
That, yeah, that was already in the 50s, man. Okay. Yeah.
No, Pearl the 40s, Harbor in the 50s.
Remember, Elvis Presley was there.
When the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
No. Hey, I know. know my axis of evil. I just know the other stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
I have a question about 1776 and George Washington. Yes. Sometimes when you see him in art of the time, the statues and the paintings, he's almost portrayed like a Roman god. He has that sort of reputation. Was he that popular at the time, or did he become more popular as time went on?
As the Revolutionary War took a hold, and as the stories circulated about George as the commander of the Continental Army, he became more and more deified. He became more and more godlike. The stories circulated about it. There were a lot of he references the fact that old George Washington, and this is a little for all those history majors out there.
I feel probably, like I'm learning right now.
He wasn't as great as information. Did not get around the country like it does nowadays. And it didn't get
by, pigeon.
You know, it would be months. It would be months in many cases where you'd hear about it. And so with that delay in information, the information superhighway was a rutted out, muddy road that horses traveled on. So that was how people got their information. And in many cases, because it took that long, you would have variations on the stories that would circulate.
The oral tradition would actually alter the story as it crossed the nation.
You could probably
the only
have
way,
families in many towns, and they would never know about each other.
You know, you wouldn't know. It's just like your dad down in South
America.
That's
what I'm saying. The same thing.
Yeah,
it would be the same exact thing. So here's to David McCullough and the first McCullough book. And I just wish it kind of like race to the end, and then he said, oh, and by the way, afterwards we went on to win.
Well, the thing is, every time I've taken history classes, be it in high school or even in college, they all love the Civil War. All teachers love the Civil War. So if it's a pre-Civil War history class, they run to the Civil War and spend as much time there. If it's post-Civil War, they start in the Civil War and they linger and then they move on. So I never really understood the
Revolutionary War,
the mechanics of 1776.
Here's the way,
and the Declaration until I saw the musical.
You got your
musical,
your 17. You got your Boston, where we kind of did a bait and switch
tea party.
This is post Tea Party. You got the British out of Boston,
right?
That works. Then they go down to New York. Okay, well, with New York, that's where the S hits the fan. That's where we get our ass kicked. Meanwhile,
five boroughs.
The Continental Army is a ragtag group of people. They don't have shoes. They got smallpox. Mm. They're dropping like flies. They're deserting. All they did in New York was turn tail and retreat. But by the time they got to New Jersey, they had a little surprise attack on a fort with Hessians in it. And Hessians were the mercenaries that the British used to fight. And I guess the Hessians would be the Germans, Rob?
Yeah.
Is that kind of the same people?
Yeah.
And they were badasses back even in the Revolutionary War. They were nasty guys, professional soldiers.
Wow.
And we surprised them and we captured a bunch of them. And that's kind of what turned the tide. That's the way I understand it. There's your 17th.
In the Geico commercial, when they have George Washington sailing along the highway across the Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
When in that commercial, that's part of the Revolutionary War, correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
when he crossed the Delaware,
When he crossed the Delaware, he was crossing into New Jersey.
Ah.
So that's what he was doing. Yes.
Did the book focus at the behind-the-scene mechanics of the...
Actually, I'm sorry. He was going from New Jersey to Pennsylvania.
No, to buy, and he was going there to buy fireworks.
He said...
Because they're legal.
Getting teeth.
Right.
No, in teeth. Bulk. Yes.
Did they focus on the mechanics and the bargaining that went on in the writing of the Declaration like they did in the musical 1776?
No, they did not. In fact, there was very little about the Continental Congress in Philadelphia. There was very little of that. Just the fact that Washington was constantly communicating with them, saying, I need, and not getting the response
Mr.
that he
Sourpuss.
Needed. It was real. They didn't have a lot of money. They didn't have of supplies. They didn't have what they needed. They did this on pure grit, pure American grit. And if you want to talk about patriotism, you're talking about the people like Nathaniel Greene and Henry Knox, great leaders in the revolutionary fight in America. It was fantastic, hats off to them.
Does it say what turned the tide on Philly being the nation's capital when they moved it to D.C.? They said, Philly's just not good enough. We're moving
to
D.C.
It's a long time afterwards.
What about Hamilton? He's really hot these days.
Alexander Hamilton, I think he was involved in a few battles, too. He was a dude. I don't read a lot about him, though. It's mostly George and Nathaniel Greene.
Was Martha the woman we think she is?
Martha hung out with him for a while. I think Martha came to New York for a little bit, but they got her out when the British sailed a bunch of ships into the Hudson, and they said
Martha
it's time
Washington,
to go because they're
Nay Custis. She's of the Custis family, you know.
Oh, really? See, oh, so did you do a little history? Look at him.
Because the Custis family is a big deal down in the Eastern Shore around where
my... Custard.
Frozen Custis.
So she was Martha Custis before she became Martha
Custis. I know some of her ancestors down there. And I wanted to ask anything about Ben Franklin. Any insight on the fascinating Ben Franklin?
No, he I think was over in France at the time when all this was going down. You know,
whoring.
In 1776.
He loved whores.
He was whoring in a tub.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a nice
whoring
soak
in a bathtub. There, that's all I
got. Is Franklin known for whoring?
Oh God, he loved.
He went over to France and he was drinking and whoring.
Yep,
I didn't know that, man.
Yep. He had a rich lifestyle. Suffered from the gout because too much rich food.
Really?
Yes.
No. What the problem was back in those days was just lack of anything. I mean, they're just a big stink fest. Stinky. Let me tell you, you read anything about that era, you can read about the stink. Everybody was stinking.
Like, not the kind of stink that Franklin wanted.
Not that kind of stink.
On the show, we've discussed this ad nauseum, that in Boston, New York, and D.C., they have a rat problem. And I mentioned off air yesterday to a few friends, I said, you know, if you think about, let's say, the Revolutionary War time or the Black Plague in Europe, if they couldn't handle the rats back then with no technology,
right,
we should be able to do something in 2018.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I've read articles over the years that say we're a little hygiene obsessed in America. No, we're not hygiene obsessed. No. Back in the day, we're talking. Well, look at, if you watch the miniseries, John Adams, another phenomenal. I think a Pulitzer Prize winning book by James McCullough, David McCullough. You will look at they're right about the teeth. They didn't do the teeth thing. They didn't have floss. Brushing electric toothbrushes. They didn't have that.
No.
They brushed their teeth with like bark.
You know what they used to do? They would use sticks of sassafras to clean their teeth.
That's it.
I remember that from fourth grade.
And only the rich people would.
That's right.
Only the rich people.
Right.
The peasants, they wouldn't do that.
No.
And think about the wool. Think about the wool that they wore back then.
But
super absorbent.
But it all started around 1776. And at the end, I think 1783. The Treaty of Paris, and we rocked, and we got it. We got our independence, which is pretty. The British surrendered at, I think it was Yorktown, Rob. I think that's where they surrendered, ultimately. General Cornwallis. Love that name.
And then we had to save their hides in WW2.
Yeah, we're
all
the only
way
reason.
Down the road.
Right? The only reason that old two-bit outfit didn't sink into the ocean. Yeah. Looking so here, United States.
Yeah, remember Dunkirk.
So, that's right.
So, there it is. That's my recap of my book. I will never recap a historical book again on the Mike O'Mara Show. But
really?
That was fun. We've all learned a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, we've learned a lot. Yes, we have. That was, and now it's on to, some fluff. I'm reading about mystery.
I think Oscar would really stand a nice tutoring on the Korean conflict if you want to get into that.
Absolutely.
The DMZ?
Yes.
Oh, I know about the DMZ.
Somebody might say we're still fighting that today. We will take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, ladies. It's me, Andrea. Do you live inside of a death stand? Do you wear too much cologne? Do you suffer from diabetes? Well, suffer no more. Because I have the solution for you. And it's Rob Spiewak's famous fruitcakes, available for purchase now on tmosfruitcake.com. Because ladies, we all know that life inside of a death stand can get lonely, but it isn't so bad if you're eating Rob's fruitcakes. So buy them today, and you won't regret it. I feel the diabetes getting better already. Ciao, belle.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You have heard me talk about how much I love my Sleep Number bed. Last night was hot up here in Maine. Okay, we don't have air conditioning. So the three of us, all three O'Maras, in the marital bed last night. And my little guy in between the two of us. And I'll tell you something. At one point, we brought up a little kitty mattress that he has for sleepovers, and we put it on the floor. He still climbed back into the Sleep Number bed. He's discovered it. And, this kid loves the bed just like we. If you've considered a Sleep Number bed, but you thought you couldn't afford one, can you really afford another restless night's sleep? Doesn't matter if it's 115 degrees right. outside. We sleep beautifully. There has never been a better time to come to a Sleep Number store where all beds are on sale, all of them during the biggest sale of the year. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed lets you choose the comfort and support that's right for you. It adjusts on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. You can actually feel how it contours to your neck, shoulders, back, hips. More proper spinal alignment. That's the key. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds are effortlessly comfortable. They sense your every move and automatically adjust so you keep sleeping blissfully throughout the night. Does your bed do that? No way. My Sleep Number setting is a 90. Carla's a 65. We love it. Come in during the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Plus, save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed now through Labor Day. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Just visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the store nearest you and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
So you can't get him out. You can't get your boy out of the high-priced bed. He loves it.
He loved the lovely little bed there. It's weird. Late summer heat wave up here in the Great White North, and nobody has air conditioning up here. I got a little wall unit, and we were all in that room because it was thick. It was as warm in the evening as I've experienced it, and I watched a little local news up here, and they're talking about a record the summer. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you haven't looked lately,
we're living
year,
in DC, man. It's crazy.
It's another record year. It's another record year.
Because I remember like four or five years ago when we first came up to his place for 4th of July, we had fires in the fireplace at night.
Great news, yeah. Mike. You'll probably get this eventually, or you might be gone by then. But we're going to have the next 10 days, it's all rain.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's coming through
that
here.
Sucks. You've had a rainy summer.
It's going to be Gotham once again.
Gotham.
But up here, you know, there is an attitude up here. I have really lobbied Mrs. O'Mara because they're so cheap to let me go to the Home Depot and get or the Walmart or the Amazon and get me a wonderful wall unit. And she won't do it.
Why?
Because she's bought into the same thing everybody up here. We've never had one. We don't need one. Oh, you don't need it, Eric. There are only a few days. And that those few days now amount to almost a month. All right. It's a month of that. And I wanted to move one down to... I'm sitting there last night watching this great movie. It's an old movie, I think, on Netflix called Kill the Irishman. Kind of a hack movie with a really cool cast about Danny Green, this guy in Cleveland in the 1970s that they just couldn't kill till the very end. Then they do. There's the
spoiler alert.
But this
of course,
guy,
actually, I guess a spoiler alert's in the title.
I'm watching.
Yeah.
I'm watching this movie. Just sitting. I'm not doing anything other than sitting. I have the windows open. And as the movie's coming to an end, I feel like what I thought was a little itch on the end of my nose. And I look down, and there is a bead of sweat.
At nighttime?
I am sitting in a chair in the dark.
Oh, my God.
And it just doesn't
that
happen.
That is fantastic.
Up here. So it's the entire country. We're all we're burning up. That's just the way it goes. That's the way of the world. And I think that... you know, everybody knows it, but up here it's just unusual. Well, there is this badge of honor up here where you don't put you certainly none of the houses have anything like central air that doesn't exist.
Well, in Cape Cod, that's the same deal, at least for my brother's house, where in the middle of the remodel, and if I'm being completely transparent, I thought it was weird that it didn't have AC, but I've never been to enough beach houses to know that you just don't need it.
Doesn't happen a lot.
Especially in New England.
Yeah.
And I remember jumping in the car after having a few sweaty evenings, and they had a few window units in the bedrooms.
Right.
So
see, that's cool. Having window. That's all I'm requiring. But Carla is like, oh, no, you're not going to have one of those boxy, ugly.
The thing is, you know, I can almost see that because the New England persona is that of someone who is rather bullheaded,
and
traditional,
struggling.
And
Let's
struggling.
Struggle. Let's yeah. say, it's better to get up in the morning. How about last night? Oh, I was in my underwear in the kitchen eating dinner. It was so horrible. I was dripping wet. It's like all you have to do is literally drive to the store.
$80.
And $80 plunk down, put it in your window, plug it into an outlet, and you're good to go. But no, it's better to go, I was eating hot soup and sweating into my balls. It was so horrible.
But where does Carla get it then? Because she's not dyed-in-the-wool mane.
I don't think she wants anyone to come over and see a clunky wall unit but we have a perfect little corner where we could almost hide it. You wouldn't even need to pay attention to it. I might
put a plant on it. Put a plant on it.
This could cause some marital consternation here. See, here's where I am now. We're at the end of the summer here.
Right.
And we're supposed to get, it's supposed to be one more day of this, but I still want to sneak
this
it
This is
downstairs.
A snowblower situation.
This is a snowblower.
Oh, my God.
Oscar, you are so correct. I will install it in the window, and the next day it will be 45 degrees. That is exactly what we're
saying. Listeners, you should explain.
Right.
Okay,
explain.
So Mike, and in fairness to Mike, we used to do the show out of his home in Manassas.
Right.
And Mike, if I'm not mistaken, at that point was on the brink of having little Michael, and there was urgency to get in and out of the house. We had had multiple
We come off three big snowstorms.
Big storm. Uncommon.
10 inches or more.
Yeah, and I've got 6-7 people coming to my house every day. So it's something where getting you through this weather with sidewalks and driveways where you couldn't park on the street, I needed to get it done.
There was
and
an operations issue.
So finally I pulled the trigger on the snowblower. I got one, and it was amazing. There were 14 feet of snow on the ground as I was driving to get this snowblower. I went into the store. I bought the snowblower. When I walked out of the store, it was spring.
Yes.
All the snow was gone, and it was 85 degrees. And it was 85 degrees for the next 17 years after that I had.
Now, you're exaggerating, but we did have 2 years, two years of non-snow.
We had 2 years with that in my garage, and then maybe the year before I moved, we had the real snowy winter where I had Carla videotaping me. I'm out there. We've got 2 feet of snow, and I've got a giant grin on my face. And, you know, it would be spectacular. Carla would – here's what would happen prior to that, all right? We would have the forecast of 2 feet of snow, and Carla and her mommy would get excited, and she would make arrangements to have her mommy come over and for the snowstorm.
Yeah, you
and there
hunker
would
down.
Be baking, and there would be drinking, and there would be all this. Meanwhile, I would feel the sense of dread.
Yes.
Because even though I am older than both of them, I would be the one who would be sent out into the wet snow to get the fatal heart attack.
Right.
To take the shovel and shovel off. So I wanted the technology to, you know, use the, and it, by the way, with a 2-footer snowstorm, as anybody who's ever used a snowblower will tell you, it's not a walk in the park either.
Oh, no.
It's self-propelling, but it's still, you're out
it
there.
It shakes
you're doing,
your entire body.
Yeah, and you got to motor it forward and back.
But you're a dude, and it's still a power tool.
Fun.
So
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yes, I would come in dripping from the exertion of doing this labor with a big parka on, but it still was magnificent. And the first snowstorm we got, I plowed out the neighbor's sidewalk in front of his house, the one on the other side. I was doing my neighbor's driveway. I had a fantastic time, and it was great. And then we decided to move to Florida. So I gave it to my next-door neighbor, who Oscar knows and you know,
yes.
Richard, the greatest next-door neighbor in the history of next-door
great
neighbors.
Great man.
And I gave it to him. I said, that's yours to keep because you've been such a good neighbor.
But I do remember the 2 years after you bought it, you had been harder to remove the dust from the snowblower than the snow
yes.
from the sidewalk because there was yeah. nothing.
So to your point.
Got the mice out of it.
That's true. That's
true. If you pick up this wonderful window unit.
Yes.
I'm not doing it. I'm not, it's too late in the season. I won't be. I'll be suffering through. We were all up here last night. We have one little, I still don't know the name of the thing. Vinny's air conditioner.
What about this?
Yes.
I would imagine that Amazon in September will go, there's going to be a line of these on sale.
Oh, they got a price to move.
And then put it in my garage for next year.
You help the show.
Yep.
Help yourself.
Right.
And
I could hide it.
You get
I could
a
hide
big,
it from
you
her
get a
too.
Big
you know what, Mike?
Big
I could hide it from her.
You could buy two or so, and then when the heat wave breaks, the next time you're up there, you're a hero. You're a hero.
No, she'd be mad. She'd say, "Look at how ugly that is."
Not if you waited until she went like shopping and came home to beautiful air cooled comfort.
Yeah. Well, it's I don't know. I'm hoping
you're not alone. You're not alone.
I don't believe in any of that global warming foolishness.
to go full circle, we jump in the car, and my brother's wife says, "Do you guys think we need air conditioning in the house?"
Mm-hmm.
And how long did you take to say yes?
Shannon and I, like we were in chorus. We said yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're everywhere
for 4 days.
Now.
Yeah, we're everywhere. Dying.
Right? Maybe Chan Richards doesn't need it up in Alaska. Maybe that's fine. No, or that guy that was snarky.
Oh, Ben,
the Ben from Alaska, who after I gave him that great answer today on Wide Open Wednesday, went. But anyway, I think that look, if you have the technology at your fingertips.
Why not go for it? What if you go, you say, I'm going to take a ride because it's so warm. I'm going to drive around with the windows off. That's when you sneak into town. You get the $80 air conditioner. Come back, hide it. If it was for me, I would hide it. Like for Carrie, I'd hide it behind the cleaning supplies. Someplace you'd never look. And then next year you say, look what I found. This must be from the previous owner.
Yeah, because Carla's that dumb.
She just doesn't want
the ugly box in the window. You're not solving that issue.
Hmm. She doesn't like the look. Because then,
what if one you of put my family members on it?
One of my family members inevitably would come. I'm not sure which one. My sister would come over and she would look and this is what it would be. It could be 112 degrees. And so, what's that in the window? Oh, we got an air conditioner. And this would be the reaction. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. We don't want to sweat our balls off in the living room. Yeah. We're foolish us. Foolish us. We're not struggling. Yeah. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more
struggle. The struggle, Mike.
Oscar, I want to peek into your world. You were in town while we were all gone because you were gone the previous week.
Yes.
I want to find out about Oscar's world. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you like the Mike O'Mara bonus show? I've been a big fan of the regular show ever since it was on Terrestrial. But I think the bonus show is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the regular show. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. The show is extremely uplifting. It's as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in a podcast. The TMOS bonus show. Don't just stare at it, buy it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It's the calm before the storm. Listen up. There's an 85% likelihood that the Fed will raise rates in their September and December meetings. So now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. Go to Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, you'll get the lowest rates guaranteed. Work with the friends of TMOS. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and the ability to meet any competitor's estimate. You see, Cornerstone has a certain amount that they have to clear off their warehouse line each month, and they do this by offering the absolute lowest rates. Plus, you can get pre-approved before you work with an agent, so you know what you qualify for, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Welcome back to the show. Oscar Santana, you were in Washington, D.C. last week while Rob and I were traveling out of the country.
Mm-hmm. Gallivanting.
Gentlemen, I was fortunate enough to have my vacation a little early because, quite frankly, I am on, as the youngest of and least successful of my family, I glom on to whatever vacations my older brother or sister are having. And then as long as I go along, I will watch their kids. I will play with my niece and nephew. I will maybe pay for a dinner or so.
So you're like, Mr. Belvedere.
Yes.
And you get to go on exotic vacations.
I'm Mr. Nanny. And I'm happy to be there. Yes. Mm-hmm. So you guys have always been accommodating to their schedule because they don't care about ours.
Right.
And I had to go a week early. So the week that we were here, I stayed back. And frankly, if you went to the back, there's in Podcast Village here, there's a cartoon sized glass whiteboard on one of the back rooms. And they're just like a dry erase board, but they're made out of glass.
Right.
And there is a list of Podcast Village to do's. There's a big list of the Mike O'Mara Show to-dos, and that list is a living list. It was, what do we have to do to the studio that Mike does the show at? What do we have to do for Mike in Maine or Mike in Florida? What are the goals to get to that we have to get there? So as far as office work is concerned, how are the fruitcakes, when is Rob's baking license going to come through for the state we're incorporated in? This was a lot of back-end work that wasn't a lot of fun, but needed to be done.
Is the plexiglass board like what you would see in some of the movies where they're doing equations?
That's exactly how that is. Yeah, exactly what you're, cool. So
it's like the Facebook
Matt
movie.
Damon. Yeah. Matt Damon comes walking in his janitor outfit. Yeah.
Yes, and solves it.
It's the size of the wall. Now, that list is great because, frankly, when everybody came back from vacation, I brought them to the back room. I said, this list is not going to be erased, and we will not erase anything until all the boxes are checked. So it keeps us accountable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Outside of that, there is a production element that was fun and interesting because here at Podcast Village, and Mike, you're an integral part of this because you'll be doing the voiceover work for this. Mm-hmm. We have a tutorial video for prospective clients that we have produced to tell them, to really talk to them about mic technique.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me explain the Podcast Village, where there are some professional operations that run out of Podcast Village, where we talk about it, but we don't explain it very often. We really don't talk about what it is, where we do the show from. Started with our studio here at TMOS in Washington, D.C. We went into partnership with this wonderful guy, Charlie Burney. And Charlie has this company called Podcast Village. What Podcast Village does is provide facilities for people to do podcasts. Mm-hmm. And it can be corporations,
radio shows, anything. Yes.
It can be websites. It can be people if they want to come off the street and they have got a great idea and they don't know how to do it. We walk them through it. We provide them with the facility to do it. And it's going gangbusters. And we're very, very excited that TMOS is associated with Podcast Village. But there are people that would be complete greenhorns that don't even know mic technique, but they want to come in and they've got a great idea.
That's why they're coming here, right? That's why they're coming here, so we can help them along.
And their money's green.
And they're, frankly, there are ways that we create efficiencies. Instead of having, for example, a conversation like cold with a client, we figured if we sent them a video ahead of time.
I'm seeing the video for the first time.
Just sent it to you.
That I'm going to do the narration for it. You've done. Okay. I was concerned with, you've done such a great job I'm not going to spoil it.
It's a delight.
Are you excited to be part of the project now?
I now am, because you can't see the peanut butter, which is the coolest part.
And that's always been the motto here at Podcast Village.
I cannot take credit for that production. Leslie Aquendo, who is our editor here at Podcast Village, who also works on those wonderful three-tiered Instagram videos that you
IGTV.
See on Facebook.
Does Leslie hear me ranting and raving in the morning when I'm
she loves her, she loves the show.
Okay.
And she loves the show, and she's Puerto Rican. Mike, we should bring her in sometime because I think you're going to love her.
Yes.
And
love to meet her.
She said, I think, this is how the progress went. We said, we need a tutorial video. And you can go through all the hack videos that you put out there where you get these dry erase boards or talk to someone through it. What's better to disarm someone about something that, frankly, could be a little intimidating.
And dry.
Than a wonderful labradoodle speaking into a microphone on a green screen set.
Santos.
Yes. Yeah. The pod dog
you've
himself.
You've outdone yourself. With
I
the
said,
pod
Leslie,
dog.
I don't know how to train. I can't train animals. And at that point, my wife perks up and says, he can do it. Like I'm telling my kid can't play football. I'm saying this can't happen. And I said,
Where was the idea to have the dog do the tutorial?
Charlie Burney came up with the idea.
Charlie's a brilliant man.
Yes.
He's an entrepreneur. Yeah, he's always thinking out of the box. That's why he's rich.
And then he heard us and he said, and I said, I don't know if Santos can do that. And then Leslie said, I think he can. And then that's when Shannon's like, he can do it. Next thing you know, fast forward, smash cut, next day, there's a green screen in the studio here. They have a set built for the dog, and people are walking in and out of here, and they think
we make this video available to our listeners?
We should make it entertainment.
It's for the people that come into Podcast Village, but I think we should.
But everyone can value from knowledge. Everyone benefits from knowledge.
Right. I haven't read my script yet that I'm going to be doing Santos's voice. But and you know what? And since we're mentioning this, I don't mind. Could we delay my recording one day so I can get some tips from our listening audience?
Sure.
What voice? We're going to use a British dialect. But people that are connoisseurs of this show know that I do a variety of the British accents, whether it be the British aristocrat, the Cockney, the Winston Churchill, we've had a voice of Beluga in the past, yes. Which is like, hello, Mike, I'm Beluga, that type of thing. It could be. But I think we're going with British aristocrat. Here's what you do.
Yes.
This is exactly what you do. Yes, I think we'll go with so, that.
We wrote good. It with that voice in mind, but I think the copy will lend itself to any voice.
What you should know is that Leslie went out of her way with Shannon to find out training techniques to get dogs to do certain things. Now, it's not the Mr. Ed technique where you stick a carrot up you know where so you can talk.
Yes,
it's
I'm immediately channeling Gene Hackman from Crimson Tide. Yeah, simply a matter of voltage. Okay, dog lovers, I'm making a joke. About the Lipizzaner stallions when he's talking to Denzel.
And I don't think they used a carrot in Mr. Ed's You Know What. I think it was more of a wire. But.
Yeah, it was kind of scary.
It was. Not safe.
What they came up with was a plastic windscreen over a proper microphone windscreen
right.
with peanut butter on it. So when you see...
Brilliant!
When you see Santos... At times, it looks like he's actually talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Into
yeah,
the microphone. Right.
And by the way, that's 1960s technology.
Yeah.
You're not using CGI.
No.
Where there are now feature films made that, believe me, I know this because I watch them all.
Right.
All right. I watch Snow Dogs. It's just, or whatever the most recent one is, where their lips are really moving.
Right.
The most recent one would be a great example would be Peter Rabbit.
Yes.
That was one that my kid loves.
About 18 months ago, Jungle Book. All the animals talked in Jungle Book. Yeah.
And they really have improved it where, you know, now you can get the jaguar sneering and going, yes, here we are. But no, we're going old school by putting peanut butter on the microphone.
That's our motto.
We're doing the, it's 70s, I think, if we want to be accurate. It's the Lancelot Link technology.
Yeah, it is. I think That's it is.
And what do you do now, motto? Well, don't do that. Maybe I'll do the Baron's voice.
Oh.
Would you like mic technique? I'm Santos. I'll do a few versions of it. So we got a dog licking a microphone with peanut butter to show. That's our animated character showing people how to do the different things.
And we should be clear here. We're not teaching the people at Podcast Village to lick the microphone. We're having it appear Santos is talking.
And there are five golden rules, Mike.
Exactly.
Really?
With a schtick involved, no longer than 2 minutes. The video is nice and tight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you should know that set and working with a green screen. One, it was a good experience for us here at Podcast Village. And I would say if we can get a dog to look great on a green screen.
Yeah, it's not like I have to match the lips too, because Santos's little muzzle is right in front of the microphone where you can't see it.
Uh-huh.
So all you do is see Santos going like this. That's it. That's it. So stupid. It's so brilliantly stupid.
It's wonderful.
It's fun, is what it is.
It was a fun 2-day shoot. That's what it was here.
Right. And then the people from John Q Corporation come and go, oh, is that the star of the video? Yes, that's Pod Dog. Oh, Santos, and everybody's happy. It's like,
why does he smell like Jif?
There's a program called the Ambassador and the General.
Yes.
And an ambassador and a general definitely walked in while these hijinks were going on in the front of
I have board opt for this show before, and these are two imposing.
Are they imposing. Really ambassadors?
They're really
and
bringing an ambassador and a general.
Yeah, and it's very imposing. Yes! I mean, I'm thinking that, you know, if something goes wrong, I'm going to die today. So I'm always on my best behavior when they come in.
And Mike, what if you
the ambassador and the general?
Both,
yeah, it sounds like sounds like an Anne Hathaway romantic comedy.
It's a fight.
Tonight on Hallmark.
Both ambassador and the generals are dressed perfectly.
Yeah.
That's what I notice when they come in. Is
you know, I noticed that when I went to, you know, when I noticed the way politicians dress as well, most of them, when I went to the Biden rally in Sarasota last year, and you just, the impeccable
perfect
nature of the way these politicians dress, most of them, they're all CNN ready.
Yeah,
they're all ready to kind of go.
Camera ready. I look at the, I'm like, of course, every detail, there's no missing.
No expense was spared.
There's no missing, what do you call these things you put in the collar that keep them?
Oh, collar stays.
There's no missing collar stays. All I do is missing collar stays. That's in my life.
Yep, exactly. Me too.
Right?
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah, you bent. Too, Rob. Rob misses collar stays.
No, mine
Drake get, Bates Motel.
Mine get all bent up. It's hard to
Rob,
find.
Rob, you haven't seen a collar stay since 1982.
I've seen it. I haven't worn it, but I have them.
You're dressed. You'd be kicked out of most social studies classes.
Remember, no open-toed shoes at the restaurant. But I had college
days. You
were
so excited that they gave you free shoes.
Free shoes? Hey, you would love free shoes, too.
He hacked system. He hacked the system.
Everyone loves free shoes.
And they brought me out a brand new pair of wonderful
of
shoes.
Hard that's what leather makes you shoes.
Happy. Jesus Christ.
So all that right, was anyway. My week. Thank you for asking.
Wonderful.
We learned a few. And I wanted to ask you, Mike, because this is your program. I know it's our time, Mr. Hand, but overall,
yeah.
What would you think about, because we're mastering this technology now, if right now, if the way Mike looks at us and the way the audience looks at us here in studio, because it takes a good amount of lighting to get green screen correct.
Right.
I think we can. These windows that are right now baffled in black to keep the sound out.
Right.
If they saw a video that had the logo, the show logo on it. Was that done
Leslie does that in post-production. Leslie does that in post-production.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a bingo.
So what if this was a green screen in both windows and we could have the city landscape. We can have anything in the background.
Today we're at sea.
For the viewers to see.
If we did it and we goofed with it,
yes.
Like Rob just said,
yes.
It would be hysterical. If we did it like they do it on Wheel of Fortune.
Yes!
That's exactly how we do it, okay? Like, you know, when we're going to be promoting Vegas, we have a picture of Vegas in back. Yeah. You know? I love it. I love it. You guys get all the toys. Meanwhile, I'm up here with my blurry little camera. I love it. It's great. More bring these ideas. I love it. It's constant creating. It makes life fun. I love that. And thanks for minding the store while
no
we
worries.
Were gone.
Yes, of course.
My pleasure.
We will take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
America was founded on balance. Two houses of legislature, the two-party system. And here at Political Persuasions, we have the two sides of O'Mara. The calm Mike.
I am open-minded.
And the burning liberal Mike.
It's crap. That's what I do.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Together, they coexist in Mike's brain and right here on Political Persuasions.
It's about the guns.
They clash. They argue.
Tough. Beans.
With a little help from me, Chris Freitz, they provide a balanced seesaw of sanity.
How many people shoot for food?
Can somebody please pass the blood pressure medication?
Speaker of the House? Come on.
Political Persuasions. Download it this Thursday and every Thursday at politicalpersuasions.com.
I'm going to die.
And wherever fine podcasts are found.
We're all going to die, and someday you are as well.
And God bless America.
Makes me want to throw up.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I'm showing you something right there.
Oh,
that's the back of my house.
Look at that.
That's my Ring floodlight cam.
What a clear picture.
Beautiful. I love my Ring floodlight cam. I have been playing with this toy all summer long. No, it's not a toy. It's a legitimate security device, but I love Ring. Let me tell you about it. Ring's mission, to make neighborhoods safer. I know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. Ring helps you stay connected to your home from anywhere in the world. I love my floodlight cam. Let me tell you what I can do. I can turn on the floodlight. I can turn it off. I can have the motion sensor turn it on and turn it off. I get alerts on Carla's phone, my phone, and my computer when anybody comes into my backyard. If I really want to have fun, I can talk to them with it, but it's not fun. If there was like a burglar who was coming into the house,
I would say, get out.
Or I'm calling. It also has an alarm that I could trigger right now from this phone at any time I want. This is Ring technology that's spectacular. And it starts out as a basic floodlight, but it's got the motion sensor. It's got the camera. If there's a package delivery or surprise visitor, you get an alert. You'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone, no matter where you are. thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. I love the Floodlight Cam. It was easy to install. It's the world's only motion-activated security camera with built-in floodlights, a siren alarm, and a two-way audio system, so you can see, hear, and speak to anyone on your property. I love mine. If you get the $3 a month protection plan, which I did, all of your Ring video is saved forever. If something goes down and you're not there, which is going to be my situation, it has peace of mind for me. I love it. As a TMOS listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring video system, on a starter kit. It's available right now. It has the video doorbell, the motion-activated floodlight cam. This starter kit has everything you need to start building a Ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS and start living safer today. I love Ring. You will too, ladies and gentlemen. So get it today.
News.
Boo. Louis C.K. made a surprise return to the Comedy Cellar in New York City on Monday night. It was his first onstage appearance since he admitted to sexual misconduct last November. He did a 15-minute set where he did not address the scandal, and he got a great reaction from the crowd. The internet? Less forgiving. He's been getting roasted by fellow comedians and writers. Ian Carmel. I do not know this Ian Carmel, but
name.
He tweeted, quote, "Can you imagine the bank you're working at hiring back the guy who pleasured himself in front of a woman without their consent because it had been like a year or something?" Okay. People are rough on the guy. Or Sarah Lazarus, who said, quote, "I'm still on the same shampoo bottle as when Louis C.K.'s timeout started."
That's pretty funny.
Kathy Griffin. Okay.
Did she weigh in?
She weighed in. She went off hard on him saying, "Gosh, does it pay off to be in the boys' club, the white boys' club?" She added, quote, "Louis just went on a long vacation and didn't do anything to show that he has reformed or changed. He's a multimillionaire who finally got some sleep after working nonstop for years. This is how people are paying penance in the Me Too era. Effing pathetic." But at least one person has Louis's back, comedian Michael Ian Black. He tweeted, quote, "We'll take heat for this, but people have to be allowed to serve their time and move on with their lives." So I don't know where you weigh in on this, but a lot of people online were saying too soon.
Who are we to say what the timeline is?
Here's what I this is my take on it. I think come back. You served your little time off, but you got to hit it head on. You got to make
a comment. He should have addressed it.
You should have addressed it. And you don't. I've been there. I just want you to know. I think about it every day. You know. I think if he'd done that, he probably wouldn't take the heat. But I don't know. I'm not the judge. I'm not the jury.
I think audiences are going to decide.
Yeah, I think they will.
Ultimately.
The Buffalo Bills haven't won 10 games in a season since the Clinton administration, and they haven't won a playoff game since the year O.J. Simpson was found not guilty of killing Nicole. But Bills fans are notorious for losing their minds while tailgating. Hey, how are you?
Hey.
It might be because they're totally getting hosed. The site HomeToGo.com did a study to figure out how much it would cost fans to attend all 16 regular season games for each NFL team. That includes tickets, beer, hot dogs, transportation to the away cities, and accommodations in those places. So they look at each team's prices and the prices where their schedule will take them this season. After crunching all the numbers, this is so sad, they found the Buffalo Bills fans would shell out the most to attend all 16 games. It would cost roughly $7,991.15, which is a lot to watch a team go 6-10.
I don't know. We're bringing a bus and I got sponge candy.
It'll be so much fun.
It's worth it.
Yes, sir. After almost 40 years, Bob Costas is in talks to leave NBC. That's kind of hard to believe.
Wow.
Bob has done it all at NBC Sports, from the Olympics to the World Series to the Super Bowl. Lately, he's had a more limited role, only popping up on air for major events like the death of Muhammad Ali. Sources say that Costas wants his own news show that goes beyond sports. Probably a la Bryant Gumbel, maybe.
Yeah.
But that hasn't been confirmed. Bob Costas, I think, will be able to write his own ticket. He did tell USA Today, quote, "There was a very long period of time when NBC's programming suited my interests and abilities very well. And after deciding on my own to leave the Olympics after having done a dozen of them, you just look around and say, what was once a perfect fit no longer fits that description. There's also talk that Bob's changing attitude about football played a role. During a speech last year, he said, quote, the reality is that this game destroys people's brains. Bob's pretty outspoken. I think he'll
smart
find a home.
Guy.
I want to see him on television. I like the
guy. I've got a great title for his show.
What's that?
Brand on HBO, let's say, right? Sty in your eye with Costas.
Or just how about I Sty? Remember?
Remember that he went on television looking like
Cyclops. I spy with my red eye.
He looked like Cyclops. And he made the world stare at him.
And they did all, and it was in high def, and they did the thing where they gave him like a blurred out lens on his glasses. So you just look like you had a bad television set.
Well, he's leaving, so maybe that was it. I forgot. That big deal. That was like his last Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how about this title? News with Ooze.
There you go. Oh, man. What is it with these old guys that let their eyes go? Anyway, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal, younger single people are getting tired of Tinder and the dating apps. They're overwhelming. They're overwhelming. They meet too many people. There's too much ghosting, and they feel like it's a job. So instead, they've created something called slow dating, which you might just know as dating. Slow dating is where you meet someone in person, maybe at a singles event, maybe through a friend, or maybe just out there. Have you heard about this at all?
Well, I think this is funny because these millennials, and I feel old even saying that,
right?
They are so tired of effing and essing that they now just need to slow down and meet the right person.
Yeah.
When from the get-go, we said, this is not healthy.
And I'm tired of sneezing.
You're talking to a guy.
Mike, are you speed sneezing or slow sneezing?
I don't know what crawled into my nasal passages right now during this, but I'm having an attack. My God.
Mike, you're talking to a guy that would be fascinated by people who were on Tinder, and I'd say, let me see what you're doing. Let me see what's going on.
Right.
If they're swiping left or swiping right. But yeah, it's probably taxing, and it's like
they're
a job.
They're saying they're burned on it. They're burned. They're saying slow dating, where you meet someone in person, maybe at a singles event, maybe through a friend, maybe just out at a bar, and then you go on a date with them. It's funny to hear this because I've missed all of the Tinder world. And
yeah, it sounds like 1910. They're going to the ether frolic.
There's a 34-year-old woman in Texas named Susan who tried that approach. She met a guy at a swing dancing event. She gave him her number, and now they're dating. She says, quote, this is a more natural approach, and it's what we should have been doing all along. And I agree. It's interesting that particular situation is kind of going back the other way with the pendulum.
Everything old is new again.
Too much poles to holes, man. Let me tell you.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
There is a 45-year-old guy named Paul Guadalupe Gonzalez from Pasadena, California, and he was running a hell of a scam, speaking of dating. He did it for the past few years. Here's what Paul would do. He would meet a woman on dating apps, go on dates with them to nice restaurants all over L.A., and then he would disappear on them before the bill was paid. He did it at least 10 times between May of 2016 and April of this year, and 8 of the women covered the bill. The restaurants handled the other two. I can't think of anything more dastardly. What a cruel thing to do. The cops finally figured out his identity in July, and he was arrested on Saturday. And even though dining and dashing on 10 dates might not sound like a major crime, apparently it is.
Yes.
He is facing 10 felony charges for things like extortion and grand theft. I guess the extortion would be you leave her with the bill, and she's got to pay it, or she's in trouble. And grand theft. And he could get up to 13 years in prison for his
litigation. What? Slow dating may not be all that great.
I go back to Tinder, pal.
Exactly.
Yes, sorry. I'll be over in a minute. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something something. There's a 31-year-old guy. His name is Brandon McComas from Vero Beach, Florida.
Vero Beach? Where's that in proximity to where you live in Florida?
Rob, that's south of Melbourne, north of Fort Pierce, and just east of Yeehaw Junction.
Oh, I can almost picture it.
He got pulled over Monday night for not having a light over his license plate. If I didn't mention, this is a little something something.
Yeah.
According to the police report, when the cop walked up to his car, he noticed that Brandon, quote, was attempting to conceal a large bulge in his left front pocket. So the cop asked Brandon what the, quote, long cylindrical object in his pants was. And Brandon responded by saying, that's what she said.
I effing Brandon. Hate that joke usually, but that is perfect. I know.
Pretty good. I know. Eyes
perfect.
Of the law.
That is perfect. Perfect.
Well, it turned out it was a pipe and some weed.
Yeah.
So he was arrested for drug charges. When Brandon was informed that he was a Florida idiot, he responded by saying, "I know you are, but what am I?" So there he goes. There's Brandon.
Brandon.
A pipe.
Brandon. A pipe. There you go. We'll take a break and we will come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm sure you've heard that this year, for the first time ever, you can lay your hands on a genuine... Where's our Christmas music for this? Can we get the Christmas music?
Absolutely.
Why are we just eliminating
that? Holiday.
It's the holiday time. Come on now. There it is. I'm sure you've heard that this year, for the first time ever, you can put your hands on a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake. All you have to do is visit tmosfruitcake.com, and that's a very good thing. However, all good things must come to an end.
What?
So, we are officially announcing that the last day to invest in your fruitcake future is Friday, September 7th. We got to get into the bakery and get these made, folks. That's the reality of it. We'd love to do it right up until an hour before Christmas, but we can't do that. Friday, September 7th is the deadline. That is the official deadline, so get yours right now.
When?
Now. Remember, these handcrafted masterpieces are sweet, spicy, potent, and delicious. You can have yours in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support. But you must act now at tmosfruitcake.com. You can go to our website and click on the fruitcake logo. We need your fiscal support, and we are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. Invest in your fruitcake future now and ensure the ongoing success of TMOS. Thank you for being part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever. Visit tmosfruitcake.com and do it today. The future is now. And remember that deadline, ladies and gentlemen. Friday, September 7th. That is your last chance to get your little grubbers.
Do it.
On a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. And we thank you.
Perfect.
Good. Right now.
There you go. Let's open up the audio vault for today. August 29, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
Been waiting 23 hours to play this again.
Who steals a cheese grater?
Just wanted to say that.
By the way, Charlie Birdie came in first thing in the morning as we were melting down here in the studio.
Right.
And he didn't know we were having an issue with the phones or anything. And it was the sweetest yet most deadpan reaction that we had to him.
Yes.
Because he walked in and said, "Who steals a cheese grater?" And we're like,
he was so excited to say
Charlie,
it.
Charlie, not now. We'll talk afterwards. We're That's having awesome. A full meltdown. Thank you for listening.
So you got moving on. So Mike, with you up in New England, and you've spent some time in Boston, you're probably familiar with Boston's news outlet, Boston 25 News.
Oh, yeah. I watch it every day.
They were covering a small plane crash. It was a skydiving plane. No one was hurt. Everyone's going to be okay. But I think that they might want to verify some of the facts before they go to air, because the lady had interviewed the pilot, and this is what she went on air blaming the crash on.
"We've really never had any problems. They've been, the airport's run very well."
And Hazelden told us that he believes the issue was with a defective flux capacitor, though the NTSB wouldn't comment on any potential cause today.
So when she says flux capacitor, she even got that wrong, because she was actually snowed. It's a reference to Back to the Future.
"By a revelation, a vision, a picture in my head, a picture of this. This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor."
It's flux capacitor. She even screwed that
up. Yeah, she said the wrong thing, and she said it wrong. So if you have a nose for news, send your tape to Boston 25 News. It was so
anchors,
great.
Anchor people, looking smart, news people.
Flux capacitor.
Yeah,
so, right. Exactly. Mike, are you a gambler?
I try to, you know, I have not been to a bad place all summer. I'm very proud of that.
But you do like, you'd like to occasionally take a chance, and you like a good bargain, right?
I get physically, the hair on my arm stands up when I see a billboard that says there's a casino close by.
Well, you may want to, it doesn't have to be a casino if you want to bargain and you want to take a chance. You may want to go to this Louisiana tattoo parlor who has a new program that if you go like to a gumball machine, you put in 50 cents and you turn it, a tattoo design comes out. And no matter what the design is, they'll do it on you for $40.
The get what you get machine. It's
Mike, it's the get what you get machine.
The get what you get machine. It's I mean, that's pretty much says it all. You put the quarters in, spin it, and you get what you get.
You just wanna put your 50 cents in, turn the little knob, and
where are these? Where are these wonderful speakers coming from?
From a Louisiana tattoo shop.
There is genius in their actual concept, though. Think about it. You're 18, you're hammered with your friends, and you bet them. You say, I bet you won't go to the get what you get machine and get what you get.
That's right.
Get what you get.
And it's it's cheap because it's only $40.
And roll the little papers. It's pretty exciting. I've always wanted a traditional sleeve, but I never
time for, I'm sorry, because I'm getting to that mode now where I'm thinking a couple of months ahead.
Yes.
All right. Is there a possibility on stage at our live show in Las Vegas, we could have our own get what you get machine and bring audience members up to get something?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. They'd have to have exact change, though.
I think there is a spin on the machine. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
We should definitely talk about something fun like that.
The Mike O'Mara Show Get What You Get machine will be
featured. It could be memorabilia.
It could be. Well, it just depends on what you get, because you get what you get.
Here's this RJ cable. You get what you get.
You get what you get.
You get what you get.
Start collecting, boys. Start collecting now. We will have maybe 10 or 15 opportunities for listeners to come on stage and try the get what you get machine.
You call them opportunities.
Opportunities, yes. Opportunities to try the get what you get machine.
Get what you get.
I love it.
All right, the year that Michael Jackson won.
Made out of cardboard with a sound effect.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's what it'll be.
Just push the button and turn the wheel. You get what you get.
Put Mac on it. Have Mac build it. There you go.
It'll be orange. The year that Michael Jackson won 7 Grammy Awards for Thriller. Did you know he won an 8th Grammy Award?
No.
For best audiobook? Did you know that Michael Jackson narrated the story of E.T.?
Out of the night sky, a ship was descending. The hull glowing with soft light, as if a piece of the moon had fallen.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
The hatch opened and the crew came out. Odd little beings, moving quietly through the leaves, gathering.
He really gave it his all.
I was going to say he really. I mean, he's obviously a performer. He knows his way around a recording studio. But it was I just thought it was really weird that I'd never heard it before.
That movie, by the way, holds up.
E.T.
Oh, my girl threw it on Netflix. And I said, I don't want to watch this. I hadn't watched this since I was a kid. She fell asleep. I watched it, and I was like, man, poor E.T. He got a bum rap from day one.
Yeah, he had a bad ride. You know what movie is not good, Mike? It just solidifies our view on Will Ferrell. Don't waste time with the movie The House. Where he opens a casino in his house.
Yeah.
It is mind-numbingly make you want to hit the wall.
Is that
bad.
On demand?
It is. Now it's on HBO. It's on Home Box Office. And it's
horrible. Did you peek in? Did you
I watched the
peek?
Whole damn thing because I liked one of the people in it. And I
should have watched The Irishman. Kill the Irishman.
I should have watched Kill the Irishman. Instead, I've
You know, it's got Paul Sorvino, Christopher Walken. It's fantastic.
What a cast.
It's got a lot of the guys from Goodfellas were in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I watched this movie, I wanted to kill Will Ferrell, not The Irishman. It was so bad.
It's great. I think it was made in the 1990s. I watch movies made in the 1990s. I read books made in written in 2004.
About the 1700s.
I'm just trying to catch up. Yes, about the 1700s. Come on, Mike, get with it. Get with the times.
All right, Mike, it's okay.
Who steals a cheese grater?
That's right, Mike. Let's close with this. This is amazing that people can be so thoughtful with their donations.
Okay.
People, you know, no matter what you give, Mike, you can always make a difference.
A California mother, true story, a California mother has decided to donate 15,000 ounces of her breast milk.
Hmm.
Here's the disturbing part, to Starbucks.
See, you can always make a difference. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Gross.
Hey, thanks for your calls today, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. We are selling fruitcakes, but they're not going to be available for long. September 7th? Is that
Friday,
the,
September
deadline?
7th. Do it now,
Friday,
folks.
Friday, September 7th. Get your fruitcakes.
Time's a fleeting.
The end of our fundraiser. Remember, voting, the engine of freedom and democracy, requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.